Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10, our midweek prayer. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to the breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So let us be intentional as we take in three deep breaths. That we are breathing in the breath of life itself. The breath that renews, energizes, restores, replenishes. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, then take in the life-giving, energizing breath of God. Hold. Gently. Before we take our second deep breath in, bring your attention into your space, your heart space, into the sanctuary, into the cave of the heart. Now breathe in. Hold. Slowly, gently release. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional. That's for the next 9 or so minutes. To be conscious in our connection and communion with the ground of being, the source of all that is, God in us. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 94 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. O heart of pure fire, you who cleanse and refine us, compassionate one, shine forth. In your mercy, rise up and awaken those who still sleep in ignorance. O heart of all hearts, break open the hearts of your people, that we might hear your voice and heed your word. Too often we spew forth arrogant words. We boast with heads held high. We oppress the weak in our blindness and turn a deaf ear to the cries of the poor. We ignore the lonely and turn aside from the stranger. Too many children go hungry to bed, and we think, this is not our concern. Let them pray to God for help. Understand, O dullest of the people, when will the ignorant awaken? The beloved who created the ear hears us. The beloved who formed the eye sees us. Like the nations, we are accountable for our actions. Where does knowledge come from but the heart of our hearts? The beloved knows our thoughts and is the very breath of our breath. Blessed are those who have confessed their erring ways, who have asked for forgiveness. Blessed are those whose burdens have been lifted, who are able to respond with love. For the beloved walks with them and speaks to them in the silence. With mercy and compassion, they are held in love's heart. All those who are at one with love will live in peace and harmony? Who will stand with love and act with justice? Who will speak out to silence the oppressors? Had the Beloved not come to my rescue, my soul would still dwell in the land of darkness. When I recognized my wrongdoings, your steadfast love renewed me. O Compassionate One, when the cares of my heart were many, your consolations comforted my soul. Those who live separate from love do not know the peace and joy of walking with you. They gather together to try those who walk in peace, and with worldly power they condemn the innocent. Yet the Beloved is a stronghold, the comforter, the refuge of my soul. The statutes of truth are certain, and the awakening a promise to be fulfilled. Who will be ready for the new dawn? O Beloved, source of all that is ground of being, awaken us from the slumber, from the stupor, from the turning the blind eye from all that you are requiring of us. Awaken us that we might once more come back into conscious communion and connection with the source of all that is the ground of being, you, Divine Mother, Father, God. Awaken us that we may remember who we are and whose we are, and that we may truly claim our identity as sons and daughters of the Most High God. Awaken us that we may see our interconnectedness with everything and everyone. Awaken us that we may realize what is ours and what we are here to do. Awaken us that we may stop seeing duality and see unity, that we stop seeing separation and see inclusion. Awaken us, awaken us, awaken us. O Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we consciously commune with you right here, right now, you know our individual needs, one's desires, requests. We do not come petitioning, we do not come begging. We simply come in the awareness that your grace is our sufficiency and it is freely given as we are able to receive it. Let us shake off the limited constraints and beliefs that has held us bound, enslaved to fear and limitation. Let us awaken to the truth of our divine nature, that we are God in expression in this physical form. That we are made in your image and likeness, and that image and likeness is health and wholeness and truth and perfection. And anything that is not in alignment with this, the divine ideal for us, let us not entertain it. O Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, with all the calamities and confusions that are going on across our globe, we hold it all in our hearts at this time. And ask that the light, the love, the Christ presence, the Christ nature, the Christ wisdom prevail in the hearts and minds of men. That we look beyond greed, we look beyond borders, we look beyond our selfish needs, wants, and desires to see that we are one kind, we are humankind. And that we belong to one another as we belong to you. O Divine Beloved, awaken us from the egoic sleep that sees separation, that sees duality, that sees division. Awaken us that we may truly integrate all aspects of our nature, our physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, so that we may be whole and holy. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, thou who art the divine intelligence that is the same yesterday, today, world without end. As we allow these words to truly permeate in our being, as we allow these words to shaken us up and awaken us to our true spiritual identity, as we allow ourselves to allow you to do your perfect work in and through us, so shall we awaken. for your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies. We are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as you allow these words to permeate within your being, to saturate your consciousness, to fill your soul. And now silently affirm to yourself our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without, eternal and unceasing. Take a deep breath in. My beloved, I wish you a very beautiful, blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again once more on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.